The Doyle administration says there are about 2,000 requests for DNA analysis piling up at the two state crime labs that can process the cases. Governor Doyle appeared with Attorney General candidate Falk at news conferences in Milwaukee and Appleton to announce their plan to reduce the DNA backlog. Their proposal includes spending more than $1 million in the next state budget to pay for 15 new DNA analysts and technicians. There would also be screening and prioritizing to give the most attention to homicides and sexual assault cases. And there'd be more training with the crime lab and local law enforcement. Governor Doyle.
These steps will help address the problem facing our crime labs, expedite investigations, and get more criminals off the streets.
The crime lab backlog first surfaced during the primary races for Attorney General. Falk and the two Republican hopefuls, Paul Booker and J.B. Van Hollen, criticized incumbent AG Peg Lautenschlager for her handling of the issue. Lautenschlager said there was a large increase in prosecutors asking for DNA testing and that the governor's office had clamped down on preceding budget requests. Doyle unofficially backed Falk in the primary, so Doyle was asked why they waited until after Lautenschlager was defeated to come up with a crime lab fix.
I want to give credit to Attorney General Lautenschlager. I think she has made some improvements and changed some processes to speed it up, and I think she deserves credit for that. And I think she was clearly, I would assume, moving forward with a request for additional DNA analysts, which I would have supported no matter who the winner of the primary would be. I know that this is a major priority for Kathleen.
Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Green says the DNA backlog is a problem that should have been addressed years ago, not weeks before the election. While in Congress, Green says he's backed legislation to give states more money to improve their DNA testing capabilities. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.